itemized and standard deductions. A taxpayer must elect to itemize by filing Schedule A of Form 1040 or Form 1040-SR when the allowed itemized deduction is greater than the amount of standard deduction. Standard deductions. Persons to whom the standard deductions are not allowed are 1. Persons who itemize deductions. 2. Non-resident alien individuals. 3. Individuals who file a short period return. 4. Married individuals who file a separate return and whose spouse itemizes. 5. Partnerships. 6. Estates or trusts. The standard deduction is the sum of basic standard deduction and additional standard deduction. The basic standard deduction amount depends on filing status and dependency status on another's return. Standard deductions limit for 2020. If the filing status is married filing jointly or a qualifying widower, the limit is $24,800. If the filing status is of a head of household, the limit is $18,650. And for others, the limit is $12,400. The basic standard deduction amount of a child under age of 19 or a student under age of 24 who can be claimed as a dependent on another individual's income tax return is limited to the greater of 1. $1,100 or 2. Earned income for the year plus $350 up to $12,400, which is the applicable basic standard deduction amount. An individual who has reached age 65 or is blind is entitled to an additional standard deduction. An individual who is both age 65 and is blind is entitled to twice the amount. The limit for the additional deduction in these cases are for filing statuses of married filing jointly, qualifying widower and married filing separately, $1,300. And for the single and head of household status, it is $1,650. Itemized deductions. There are six categories of itemized deductions. The acronym we have used is TIM-CCI, where T stands for taxes paid, I stands for interest paid, M stands for medical and dental expenses, C stands for charitable contributions. Another C stands for casualty and theft losses. And I stands for other itemized deductions. Medical and dental expenses. The amounts paid for qualified medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of the AGI may be deducted. To qualify for a deduction, an expense must be paid during the taxable year for the taxpayer or the taxpayer's spouse or a dependent and must not be compensated for by insurance or otherwise during the taxable year. The expense could have been rendered in a prior year. Medical expenses includes amounts paid for diagnosis, cure, medication, treatment, prevention of a disease, physical handicap, purpose of affecting any structure or function of the body. Further, the expenses includes amount paid for transportation primarily for and essential to medical care, medical insurance, qualified long-term care premiums and services, construction of handicap entrance or exit ramps, installation of elevators or widening of doorways. Expenditures for new building construction or for permanent improvements to the existing structures may also be deductible in part. The excess of the cost of permanent improvement over the increase in the value of the property is a deductible medical expense. Further, it also includes expenses for tuition, meals, lodging at a residence, primarily for medical care of the child. Supplies purchased to alleviate a physical defect or provide relief from an ailment. Medical expenses excludes cost of health club membership, over-the-counter medicines. Only prescription drugs and insulins are deductible. The cost of cosmetic surgery is also not deductible unless necessary to ameliorate a deformity arising from or directly related to a congenital abnormality or a personal injury resulting from an accident or trauma or disfiguring disease. A legally adopted child or one placed with the taxpayer for adoption has the same dependent status as a natural born child. Premiums paid for medical insurance that provides for reimbursement of medical care expenses are deductible. However, self-employed health insurance payments may be deducted as an above-the-line deduction. Second, taxes paid. Taxpayers may deduct up to $10,000 or $5,000 for merit filing separately for the following taxes paid. 1. State and local real property taxes. 2. State and local personal property taxes. 3. Foreign income taxes. And 4. State and local income taxes or state and local sales tax, not both. Taxes may be deducted only by the person on whom they are legally levied or by someone with a legally recognized interest in the property. Further, taxpayer is entitled to deduction only if he pays the taxes. A taxpayer may elect either a credit or an itemized deduction for taxes paid to other countries or U.S. possession. Taxes not deductible are federal income taxes and penalties. Further, the state and local income taxes that are paid in the next calendar year are deductible in the next calendar year. Real estate taxes must be apportioned between the buyer and the seller on the basis of the number of days the property was held by each in the year of sale, regardless of the agreement not to prorate them. State income taxes are deductible as an itemized deduction and are reported on Schedule A. Further, self-employed individuals may deduct half of the self-employment taxes paid as an above-the-line business deduction, which is not on Schedule A. Third, interest paid. Interest paid covers three types of interest. One is the qualified residence interest, second, investment interest expense, and third, personal interest expense. Qualified residence interest. Qualified residence interest is deductible in full subject to limitation. The combined limit on acquisition and home equity indebtedness is $7,50,000 is if married filing jointly or $3,75,000 if married filing separately. The home and equity indebtedness is limited to the lesser of 1. $7,50,000 or 2. The excess fair market value of the residence over any acquisition indebtedness. So the qualified residence interest includes the interest paid or accrued on the home acquisition or home equity indebtedness. The home acquisition or equity indebtedness used for buying, building or improving a qualified residence that is secured by a qualified residence to the extent it does not exceed the fair market value of the residence reduced by any acquisition indebtedness. Points paid by the borrower are prepaid interest, which is typically deductible over the term of the loan. However, the amount paid as points may be deducted in the year paid if the loan is used to buy or improve a taxpayer's principal home and is secured by that home. 2. The payment of points is an established business practice in the area where the loan is made. And 3. The points paid do not exceed points generally charged in the area. Interest on credit card is personal interest and is not deductible. A qualified residence includes the principal residence of the taxpayer and one other residence owned by the taxpayer. Personal interest expense. Personal interest expense are not deductible. This includes interest on credit card debt, revolving credit card accounts and lines of credit, car loans, loans for medical care, and also interest on debts incurred to purchase tax-exempt securities. Further, the home acquisition debt that is greater than the allowed deduction limit is not deductible. Charitable contributions. Charitable contributions are deductible only if they are made to qualified organizations. Qualified organizations can be either public charities or private foundations. So there are basically two types of charitable organizations, those classified as a 50% limit organizations and those classified as a non-50% limit organizations. 50% limit organizations encompasses majority of qualified charitable organizations and are generally public organizations like churches, educational organizations, hospitals, and certain medical research organizations, etc. The non-50% limit organizations are all qualified charities that are not designated as 50% limit organizations. They are generally other private organizations. The value of services provided to charitable organizations are not deductible. However, the out-of-pocket or unreimbursed expenses incurred in rendering the services are deductible. Further, the value of a ticket to a charitable event is a deductible contribution to the extent the purchase price exceeds the fair market value of the event's admission. Also, up to $50 per month of actual expenses incurred for maintaining a qualified student may be deducted if there is a return agreement with the sponsoring charitable organization. The overall limit on charitable deductions is 50%. However, there are further limitations based on the form of property which is donated and whether it is donated to public foundation or private foundations. The donations can be made in the form of cash, capital gain property, ordinary income property, and services contributions. So the acronym is CCOS. So let us first consider the limit of deductions for a donation which is made to public foundation or a 50% limit organization. We will classify it into the form of property, which is the CCOS, as we discussed, the amount of the donation which is deductible, and the limitation. If the cash is donated, the amount of deduction is the cash amount and the limitation is the 60% of the AGI. If capital gain property is donated, the amount of deduction is its fair market value and the limitation is 30% of AGI. If an ordinary income property is donated, the deduction is the lower of fair market value or adjusted basis and the limitation is 50% of the AGI. If the services have been donated, the amount of donation is the unreimbursed expenses and the limitation is 50% of AGI. For easy remembering, I have given an acronym as CFLU6355. So for donations which are made to private foundations or a non-50 limit organizations, Let us now again evaluate the form of property donation, the amount of donation, and the limitation. So if cash is donated, the amount of donation is the cash amount and the limitation is 30% of AGI. If a capital gain property is donated, the amount of donation is the lower of fair market value or adjusted basis and the limitation is the lesser of 20% of AGI or 30% of AGI over contributions to public charities. If an ordinary income property is donated, the amount of donation is lower of fair market value or adjusted basis and the limitation is 30% of AGI. And if the services are donated, the amount of donation is the unreimbursed expenses and the limitation of 30% of AGI. For ease of remembering, I have given it an acronym CLLU32333. Any contributions that exceed the 50% limitation may be carried over and deducted in the subsequent 5 years. These carryovers are subject to the limitations that apply in the subsequent years. These general rules also apply with regard to the special limitations, example the 60% or 30% limitation. Casualty and theft losses. Deductible losses are those that are attributable to the federally declared disaster, and first, they are not compensated by insurance and are over $100 and over 10% of AGI. So the deductibility loss will be computed as the casualty loss reduced by insurance compensation, reduced by $100. And then reduced by 10% of AGI. For other itemized deductions, the acronym I've used is BECGP, where B stands for amortizable premium on taxable bonds, E stands for federal estate tax on income in respect of a decedent, C stands for casualty and theft losses from income producing property, G stands for gambling losses up to the amount of gambling winnings. P stands for uncovered investment in a pension. Recovery of tax benefits. The recovered amount is included in income to the extent total allowable itemized deductions exceed the standard deduction.